This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on
And Amanda just had a moment where we didn't remember who was opening it, but she pointed at me, and it's me. Yes, hello, welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. My name is Hillary Sussman. I'm coming to you guys from Chicago, as always, and I'm here with the gorgeous Amanda Mitchell. She's sporting a blonde wig today and a 90s block color striped shirt. Looks great.
It's, you kind of
look like a YouTube star.
Jack texts me and goes, "You look like you actually have a podcast." And I was like, I do have a podcast. like what do you mean?
I don't look as cute. I had a very rough weekend.
You look cute. What did you do last night? Was it roof?
I went to a barbecue in Indiana. I crossed the border. And then I crossed it back.
I want to go to a barbecue.
Baby.
I just want to go to barbecue in general.
You're going to a block party. Shut the fuck up. You're
fine. I'm going to a block party, as in my neighbors are throwing a block party, and I just happen to be around.
Well, they're not going to not let you in.
It's true. What are they going to do if I just show up?
Be like, please do that. Hey, please.
Let me eat your hot dogs.
Anyway, so today we are recapping Cycle 11 of America's Next Top Model, episodes 7 and 8. We're skipping the recap one, but we're going to say 7 and 8 because then we can finally line up with whatever Amazon says, right?
Yes. I also want to make one note that we made a moral failure on.
What?
Not mentioning the fact that we talked about ISIS during Pride Month.
Oh.
I realized that in the shower, like, last week. I was like, and now Pride is over. So,
sorry.
Just want to represent, like, positively. Like, yes, guys, pay attention to trans women, women of color. Everyone needs representation.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy Pride.
Oh, my sister's going to be mad about that.
Sorry, Rachel.
Okay. You know what I did for Pride? I didn't go out to the parade at all, but I stayed in and binge-watched season 2 of Queer Eye.
And you cried the entire time?
I did cry for the first one.
The first one, and I think the trans episode. Those are the only ones I was, like, a baby about. And the other ones, I was like, oh, this show can get really formulaic if they, like, don't pay attention to what they're doing. Mm. My Pride weekend, I left the house at 11 a.m., and I got home at 4:30 in the morning.
Perfect.
And I was covered in glitter.
You're perfect.
And I lived and I danced for the entire, because I was gonna be like, it was also my birthday weekend, so I was like, this parade
that really
is for my birth.
Up so well for you,
right?
Yeah,
next year the parade is on my birthday, and I was like, literally next year I'm just gonna be like, it's a parade for my birth. Just for me, not for anybody else.
She's an ally, it's fine. Okay,
I'm an ally.
So let's jump into the episode, because I ruined today because I hadn't taken notes and I pushed it really far back because I'm a monster.
That's fine.
But the title of episode 7 is The Fierce Awards, which, are we doing a bonus episode on that?
I think we are.
Okay, I'll check the calendar. Yeah. So the episode opens with Sam making pancakes in the kitchen. Sam really is on my shit list these next two episodes.
I hate her
so much. She really lets her Trump side out.
Oh my god, she needs to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Like, Sam just talks and talks and talks.
And uses
and talks
offensive
and talks.
Accents. I mean, we'll get there. So, but she's in the kitchen making pancakes, and the girls start talking about, like, strict parents, and Sam's like, the kids that have really strict parents come out crazy because they, like, finally let loose and they do everything. And I was like, that's the only true thing you will say. Mm-hmm.
Your kid on a leash will always become a crazy adult. Foolish. I mean, I knew a girl who, like, was actually a kid on a leash, and that girl now works in human resources at BP.
Oh, okay, cool. So Alina's like, oh, my mom was like that. She was extremely controlling, and I was only allowed to have one friend my entire life. I couldn't express my emotions. And that's because her mom's Ukrainian. Alina moved here when she was 8 years old, just as a refresher.
Because they're going to give us that talking head so many times over the next two episodes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm. Immigrants versus Americans. Yes. It's too real. It's too 2018.
I know.
Lauren Bree's going home as fuck in this episode. That's my note. She just keeps going, like, I have to show my personality. I'm just too pretty. Like, they're going to send me home.
Yeah, she's like, the judges just think I'm pretty. They don't think I have a personality. And it's like, when you say it like that, clearly, you definitely have a personality. You are really good at showing it.
Sheena's like, Lauren Bray's smart, but she's not very exciting. And then we see a shot of the girls sunbathing, and it's Alina, Lauren Brie, and I thought it was Marjorie, but it's McKee, because they're talking shit about Annalie, and Marjorie would never.
I thought it was Marjorie.
Yeah, you'd think.
Because she had brown hair.
Because they have the same hair. Because I was like, why is Marjorie talking shit about Annalie? And then we finally kind of got a shot of her face.
Also, it starts with a huge close-up of Lena's underbelly tattoo, and I was like, is that really necessary?
Like, that is... like. Please, dear listeners, if we can just stop one person from getting an underbelly tattoo, this whole podcast will have been worth it.
I know. We'll have accomplished something in the universe, in the world.
But they keep saying that Annalie doesn't have a niche. Like, they're like, she's a beautiful girl, but she's not a model.
She's an actress.
Yeah, she's Steve Carell's co-star. Then the girls get on a bus, and they don't know where they're going. They get sent into a dressing room with a bunch of designer clothes and a Tyra Mail sitting on the coffee table. And they open it, and it's just a picture of Tyra. I wish those were the Tyra Mails, and the girls had to, like, get, like, clues from the picture.
Just, like, guess.
Yeah.
They were like, it's a treasure hunt. You have to put a hot air, like, blow dryer onto it, and then a magical note shows up on the back of the Tyra Mail.
Yeah, you have to pee on it.
Yeah, I know what I was about to say. And the invisible ink, it's urine.
Yeah, Dwight. But then Tyra herself comes out wearing her postman outfit.
Looking somehow worse. Like, somehow way worse.
Much worse.
It's like she's been in it for, like, 3 hours and is like, I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she reads the girls the Tyra Mail.
Okay. It was really long and it was really mad I had to transcribe this. Okay.
Well, thank God.
Neither rain nor sleet nor my achy, achy feet will keep you from your Tyra Mail this week. It's time you learned your signature style, so you'll be a fierce top model, child. Ugh. I'll show you my tricks, but let's be frank. You'll be thinking Miss Tyra when you're making big bank.
Enough, Tyra. Enough.
I had to pause like 4 times and just like exasperation.
That took them 3 hours to shoot that, I guarantee.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So the girls all cheer and she leaves and they are like, okay, we have to change into black dresses and heels. And they come out into this studio and Jim DeYonkers.
This podcast's father, Jim DeYonkers, shows up. Hi, Dad.
He's taking pictures of Tyra and she's wearing like a black tank and black leggings. And she goes, welcome to my photo shoot. We've talked about signature walks and that's Miss J's territory. But my territory is a signature pose. Giselle's all about her back, but Tyra is all about her smiles.
And it was like, she was like, it's all about this and like points at her eyes. And I was like, that is not a pose. That is not a pose, Tyra. Not a pose. Also, let's talk about this outfit. Because you didn't do a really good job of describing how wretched it was. So it's a boobalicious tank top. Like, it was like almost to nipple.
Like shells.
And then there's a corset. And then black leggings, but not like Lululemon. They were like them Target brand leggings that you buy for like $6. Mm-hmm. And they're too short.
Yeah, they're like just under knee length.
And she was wearing flats.
Oh, she was?
Miss Tyra. Miss Tyra. Ooh. Miss Tyra. Uh-uh.
She tells the girls that today you are going to take 20 pictures each, and for the first 10, you're going to pose on your own while I coach you, and you have to tell me what you think your signature style, whatever. And then you get to look at the monitor, and then you have to do it again, but better. That's what she says. Oh, signature pose. That was what it was.
I really like this challenge, but again, you know I like any challenge that actually has some real-world practicality in it.
It sounds like it'd be great, but once again, the execution is horrible. It's all bullshit.
It's horrible.
Because the girls are like, we don't know what our signature pose is, and then Tyra gives them a creative bullshit one. Yeah, except for Marjorie, which is why she wins.
Exactly.
The first up is Annalie. And she's like, I guess my signature pose is like skater, my legs.
And Tyra's like, you're too literal. Like when you say you did skater, you're like tens across the board.
And she's like, you also hold a bunch of tension in your lips, which is what Isis fucking told you the first day.
It's true. You should have. And you said, I don't know. It looks weird otherwise.
Yeah.
Isis was right.
Isis is always right. And then Annalie goes, I guess maybe I should try to do rebel skater instead. And Tyra's like, she doesn't look like a rebel. She just looks pretty. I'll give her 7 out of 10. Tyra.
Yeah, Tyra's like, I give her a 7.
And she doesn't rank any of the other girls.
I know. She was just being petty. She was being, I mean, that's how she knows how to express any kind of support through rankings.
McKee's
like, I use over my shoulder. And it's like, so Giselle?
Yeah, that's just like, what Giselle does. And Tyra goes, maybe your strength is being punched. Flip your neck back. Flip your head back.
And Tyra's like, I wish I could punch you. I wish I could punch you.
She's like,
punch.
I'll be over later to give you some real world experience.
I'll slam you to the ground.
Samantha is her hands. Ugh.
And she doesn't say her hands. She says, my hands. And I'm like, why do you feel the need to speak in weird accents?
She's not interesting. But also, I do that. So, like, am I throwing
I know. I was about to say, but, like, sometimes I do that.
No, Samantha sucks.
But we're charming.
Great. Stop. So then Lauren Brie goes up and she's like, my thing is being awkward. And it's like, no, it's not. It's you being an alien. Being angular. It ethereal. Hasn't ever been you being awkward.
And yeah, I think she just doesn't know what the proper terms are. Like, it's like, no, she's all angles and like
then Sheena calls her motions.
Sheena's right.
And Tyra goes, no, you're not awkward. You're like the surfer chick. What the fuck kind of signature pose is the surfer chick?
No. And I love that, like, not only do we get two talking heads of Sheena calling Lauren Brie boring, but I think we get, like, Alina. I think Alina says, I think Marjorie says that she's boring after this. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, everyone thinks Lauren Brie's boring. It's like across the board.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They all talk shit. Mm-hmm. Sheena's up next and she's like, I'm diva-esque. And it's like, no, you're like curvy.
Yeah.
You're like the curvy girl, even though you're still like stick thin. You got tits and you got an ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very bizarre.
But then Tyra deems her signature pose the cultural dance. Do you know what an African dance is? And Sheena starts popping it.
Yeah, and I was like, that's
Tyra goes,
not,
no,
not
use your arms.
Sure.
Think of the dance from The Lion King. Hunt of the Lioness. Do you remember? It's on my Facebook.
Yes, I'm going to post
it. It's Kat Harms just doing fluetés. It's amazing.
Incredible. I still think about it like at least once a week.
No, it was a bunch of white girls though.
It was a bunch of white girls doing a dance they should not have been doing. But it was beautifully choreographed.
Yes. Good job, Rachel. Good job, Claire Cooney. So then Jocelyn, her signature pose she says is, I don't know. I like to pose wide.
Okay. Here's what her signature pose should have been. They should have been like, yes, so like the Vitruvian man.
But then Tyra goes, no, you get really stiff when you're trying to be intense, but you have a very beautiful profile. That's your signature pose.
Exactly.
And then Alina goes, I don't even know what Alina said she was, but Tyra dubs her top model of the world. Which, what does that mean?
None of it makes any sense. Like,
the only one that makes sense is Marjorie, who goes, I'm going to be the hunchback of Notre Dame in her little French accent that she's allowed to have because she's from France,
she's
but it's still annoying.
She's French, but it's like...
And Tyra's like, oh, you're doing it too literal. And she does. She looks like the Elephant Man.
Mm-hmm.
She is fully inverted. She's like doing a downward dog without her hands on the ground. It's very
Yeah, she
strange.
Really is. Like, she's like 100% like... bent over. Like,
yeah. But instead of bending from the hip, she's bending from her upper back.
It's really weird.
It's strange looking.
Yeah.
But she does well. She's the only one that gets it. And then Tyra says, the winner gets to choose a friend, and you both will get diamonds.
Diamonds. Diamonds. And which we always say is the worst prize. Like, it's like, diamonds?
No.
And especially this one.
Oh, well, we'll get there. So the winner's Marjorie. Who do you think she's going to pick?
Anna Lee. Because they're BFF.
So Lauren Brie goes, of course she chose Anna Lee. They're the couple of the house. And I was like, if I was in the house, I would also have that one friend that I'm like too close with and everyone thinks we're lesbians. And it's the only person I want to talk to.
Yeah.
You know?
What's so wrong about that?
What's the problem?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll talk to other people, but I usually just want to talk to, like, this one person only.
Yeah.
Ever.
Like,
at all.
Girls bond, and we go in and out, and sometimes you're really close with one person for a while. Anyway.
Why are you attacking Annalie and Marjorie like this, guys?
So, they go to select one piece of gold and diamond jewelry, and Annalie chooses a diamond peace sign necklace. Oh. I just wrote ew in all caps.
Ew.
I know it's 2008, again, but please,
even then,
what are you doing?
And okay, to reference The Office again in the second time this episode, it's like how Pam said, no woman buys herself heart-shaped jewelry. We have found the woman who buys herself peace sign-shaped jewelry. Ugh.
It's horrible.
No. And it was also like a third of the price of Marjorie. So I was like, girl, you got gypped.
Yeah.
She needs to.
And she doesn't have any taste.
Bad choices, bad taste.
Tyra Mail, you girls better bring it or you're never working in this town again.
That was very Maria Bamford of you.
Thank you.
Like, very. Wow. So they head to the Orpheum Theater with, and has a marquee that says, Night of the Fierces. And they sit down and there's an introduction for Jay. And they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jay Manuel. And then, like, he's like, so you guys are going to be posing with hot male models. And I was like, were they? Did they?
Yeah, only a few of them.
Like, only a few of them.
I took note of when they were there.
Mm-hmm. But also with hot male photographer Mike Rosenthal.
Yay, he's back. We don't care. We don't care that they don't use any other photographers this season.
I was like, that's enough. Hey, Daddy.
Is this his second or third time? Is this his second or third time this season?
I can control F my notes. Because I feel like this is the third time this season, right?
Damn.
No, I'm sorry, the second.
Oh, okay.
The second.
Well, so the Farsi Awards already aired on the Tyra Show, and today the girls are going to be shooting unscripted moments from award shows, and Marjorie is first.
Right.
Her shtick is that she has to pee, but she can't get out of her gown, and Mr. J wants
Been
her
there.
To use her hunchback signature pose.
Signature pose. She whispers ominously.
She kills
and
it.
Marjorie's like, I'm not a good actress. And it's like, A, didn't you become an actress after the show ended?
Did she?
And B, she turned it.
Yeah, she did great. And then
Crushed
at the end
it.
Of her shoot, she like accidentally flushes the toilet. And then Mr. J goes, good job, now I have to pee.
Which is a thing.
Yeah.
I also, how do you feel about this photo shoot? Like the theme of this photo shoot in general?
I don't know. I mean, it's fine. I think they limited themselves with just doing, like, embarrassing unscripted moments. Because there's so many award show moments they could have chosen from that would have been more interesting.
Because it reminds me of the Cycle 7, like, the famous people photo shoot.
Oh,
where it's like,
yeah.
This is a cute idea and a cute theme.
I
wish the execution was a little bit better.
It would have been more interesting if they were impersonating celebrities, like, at award shows. Like, one of them could have been Halle Berry, like Tyra mentions later. Like, iconic award show looks.
I love that.
Did they do that ever on this show? Like Hilary Swank in her backless dress is what comes to mind.
Or like Bjork.
Of course.
In the swan dress.
Of course.
No, I don't ever think so. That would be a really good idea, though. And I can't believe they didn't. We should be creative directing the show.
Damn.
Bye, Jay.
No. Never, never bye to him. So then Sam's next. Ugh, she blows it. She's reading cue cards and the lights are too bright. I'm sorry. I'm really mad at Sam.
She blows it. She's the new Clark. Like, she just comes on screen
Clark's
and we're
gone.
Like,
Sam's
bye.
Our new punching bag.
We're like, we have to face our vitriol on someone else. And Samantha's the girl who can't read her cue cards. And she keeps being like, I can't see.
I am blind.
Yeah.
Hand to forehead.
It's just
everything
like
is fake. Difficult. What a struggle.
And then, so yeah, she doesn't do good. And then Alina's thing is that she gets over emotional and has fake tears.
So because the production was like, we know what your shtick is going to be. Yeah. So we want this to be your problem.
Can she lose control? And so they give her a fake tear when she walks out. But then all of her shots are coming off fake. So Mr. J is like, I'll take Tyra's job of breaking the girls down.
He's like, I'll take this one today.
He asks her, so when did you feel that you weren't good enough? And she immediately starts crying.
Like, I was like, that's some Bachelorette-esque, like production. Like, you know, taking a girl in the limo and driving her around for 3 hours trying to get her to cry. And then being like, so you had an eating disorder, right? Like, do you think The Bachelor eliminated you because you're fat?
Oh, yeah, she was starved out. Yes. And, you know, like, he had a little Bluetooth in his ear and production was like, okay, from what we know about her past, she was just talking about her mom. So ask her if she feels good enough.
Does her mother love her? Ask her if her mother loves her.
Is she acclimating to American culture?
Does she feel like an immigrant?
Does she like her weave? So.
Does she like her weave?
So sorry, guys. She I'm starts like truly crying, and then at the end of her shoot, Mr. J hugs her, and he's like, you did fine.
You did all right. And then they annihilate her during judging. But her hair did look gorgeous.
Yeah. Lauren Brie, she's the girl that trips walking onto the stage, and she, I don't know if somebody posed her or if she posed herself, but it's like a really weird way to fall.
No one, because it's like, they should have had a tumbler on set to, like, somebody who could show her how to fall properly so she's not, like,
yeah,
you know, or, like, a mat that she could fall onto that they would edit out in post.
Or, like, in motion falling.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It's like, weird. She's already, like,
why did you give her the thing that she's supposed to be falling but not give her something to allow her to be comfortable? It's like, of course she was, like a rock on her way down because, like, I mean, I would be that way, too.
Yeah, because you don't want to hurt yourself.
Also, Jennifer Lawrence who? Jennifer Lawrence saw this episode and was like, I know it. I'm going to do it at the Oscars.
She was inspired.
Definitely. So, Lauren Brie's impact.
Then McKee's next, and she's playing the girl who thinks she's going to win but doesn't. And that's where the male models were. Because they were, like, sitting all around her. She looks beautiful, and she does great.
Amazing.
And then amazing. Marjorie... Oh, no, Marjorie already went, but there's, like, a scene where Sheena's poking Marjorie's fake boobs. Because she has them, like, sewn into her dress. She's like, where did these come from? And Sheena plays the girl whose dress is stepped on, and Marjorie's, like, the other girl in the shot. Mm-hmm. And Sheena has a male model as well.
Yes. And Sheena reeled it in to her detriment.
Yeah, she...
That's my note.
She wasn't believable.
Mm-mm. And it's like, Sheena, you be the girl who, if they stepped on your dress, you would swing. Mm-hmm. Swing!
Yeah, so swing.
Swing! Go for it. Be, yeah.
This isn't real life.
Give them variety.
So then Jocelyn's next, and she plays a girl who's wearing the same dress as Lauren Brie. I have no notes on Jocelyn.
Me either. I just have, she's finally fashion. Mm-hmm. Because then, Annalie.
An interviewer with attitude.
And this is when Annalie figures out who she is. She's the actress.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. She's the interviewer with attitude. And it's like, why do you play bitchy so well?
Yeah.
But she does look like an entirely different person. I was looking at her and I was like, wow, Annalie, like, I didn't recognize you.
Yeah.
You look great. We're back at the house. All I have is Sam is doing a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. And then Lauren Brie and Annalie are, like, the most nervous for judging.
And it's like, of course.
Judging?
Yeah.
We see, like, a mini movie going into judging of Tyra posing with a Fiercy Award. By the way, just so you get a visual, a Fiercy Award is an outline of Tyra with a ponytail.
It really is. It's a silver outline of Tyra with a ponytail, like, bouncing. Like an Ariana Grande ponytail.
Yes.
Yes. And Tyra is standing in front of the panel wearing a hood dress. It is
I am offended.
I feel like she took everything I hated and decided to like whip it in my face in that moment. Yeah. It was terrible.
It's not great.
No. I like it in theory.
I don't even think I like it in theory.
I think if it was a different fabric and it wasn't black, it could be a moment. Mm. But like,
if Miss J was wearing it, different story. Yeah,
fabulous. Different reaction. I just wish it was a cape rather than a hood.
Yes. Okay. I'm into that. Yeah, because it was attached to the dress. If it was a cape with its own hood, and then she could do it, that'd be something.
That would be so chic.
So Tyra explains the hood. She goes, I am wearing a hood because this week was all about dramatics. And you can call me Little Black Riding Hood.
Tyra Elizabeth Banks.
I love that you still don't know her last or her middle name.
I just can't. I can't with her. No, you're never going to win an Oscar. Anyway.
The guest judge is Mike Rosenthal.
My boyfriend.
And first up is Mickey. They say beautiful. Nigel says, this is the most beautiful picture I've ever seen of you. So Nigel's in love with Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey is definitely Nigel's pick this season.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to fuck Sheena, but he, like, loves Mickey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't, he hates all the girls he wants to fuck. Which is. Yeah,
he's meanest to the girls he wants to fuck because he can't get up in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like that middle school bullshit that we teach women, like, if a boy's mean to you, it means he likes you. That is not love.
No, that's toxic.
It's toxic.
So Sheena, Tyra loves her outfit this week. She looks very classy.
She looks like a ballet dancer, dance teacher.
Yes, she's a bunhead.
Oh, rest in peace. Yeah. I miss bunheads. So, I'm fine with younger, but bunhead is great.
Her eyes are looking too far over to the left, and she looks a little possessed. She needs to cheat it. Anna Lee, they're impressed with her character, but she's still modeling.
Yes, amazing, gorgeous.
Samantha
modeling with emotion.
Is wearing a Hollister shirt. A pink little snap button-up Hollister shirt. Absolutely not.
As if I didn't hate her enough.
Exactly.
Are you? No.
It's also 2008. Like,
it's like,
absolutely not.
That's entirely unacceptable. Like, entirely unacceptable. Mm-mm. It's like shopping at Aeropostale in 2018.
Exactly.
It's like, just don't do it.
So they say her shot is not exciting. She seems sad or like she might sneeze.
But the composition is gorgeous.
Yeah, the picture itself, good job, Mike Rosenthal.
My boyfriend.
Jocelyn, this is the prettiest shot that they've seen of her in the competition.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, starts crying because she's like, I've always been real insecure about my nose. And I'm like, Jocelyn, why?
And,
you got a great nose.
And then Tyra goes, we all have insecurities. Go away.
Tyra's like, I have a big forehead.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you bring it up all the time. We know. It's not even that big.
No.
Now, you can look like the guy from, like, or Mask. That's a scary movie from the 80s. Yeah.
Then who's next? Marjorie.
Marjorie.
Nigel says, this is the most extraordinary position, and you still kept your mouth relaxed. And she did. I'm sorry.
What accent was that?
You know, I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, there's, because that was definitely not, like, Nigel, like, noted fashion photographer Nigel Barker. It was definitely really close to, like,
Twiggy.
Tiny Tim.
Was it close
not
to
even,
Twiggy?
Like Charles Dickens. Like,
So then Tyra takes credit for Marjorie's photo and goes, I could tell that you used the tips from my teach to really excel in the photo shoot. You're welcome.
Literally, the only thing she says to Marjorie is like, thank you for using the tips that I gave you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So Lauren Brie looks like she's floating on the stairs. She doesn't look like she fell. She didn't let go, and she relied on her hair and makeup.
Why didn't they just, like, let her lay on the floor on the stairs?
Yeah, that was, like, that was Mike Rosenthal and
that's
Jay's
what it. That's Mike Rosenthal's. Like, that's a bad photography. Like, it's like, no, you don't need to be falling. You should have just been, like, looking humiliated, like, on the steps.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
Or like some, like, yeah, just variety. Come on.
Yeah. Like, Jennifer Lawrence, when she fell, like, even she took a second to, like, put her hands on, like, her wrist, like, on, oh, damn, sorry, to put her, like, fists on the ground and be like, oh, shit, what the fuck just happened? So
do that.
Anyway. Basically, they just say, like, they love Lauren Bree's face, but they, you know, they need a better wide. And then Alina shows up, and they're like, no, we don't like your photo. Like, yeah. Flat out. It's really bad. Well, it's not
Tyra's a good like, I could tell in your frames that you were actually crying, but it still wasn't good.
Can you imagine being told, like, it's like, so you bared a lot of your emotional traumas, it still wasn't enough.
No, but then Alina cries, and she's like, that's literally, that's mm-hmm. what I can do for you then, so I guess I'm not good enough.
And they're yeah, like, basically.
No, Lauren Bree's gonna go home, though.
They're like, you're not good enough, but we still have other people you want to get rid of before you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So deliberation, Sheena's going downhill, but she finally looked classy in person.
Paulina hates Sheena. Oh, yeah. Hates her. McKee just has so much potential and keeps growing and growing and growing. Yeah. Annalie. Paulina finally thinks Annalie's a model.
Miss J impersonates her bitchy face, and Tyra goes, is that good or bad? And Miss J goes, good. Sam.
It's good.
They're like, good photography, but she's not good.
Thanks for complimenting my boyfriend, who also says, like, nothing in any of these critiques.
Jocelyn. I mean,
the guest judges really don't anymore.
Most beautiful we've seen her. Mm-hmm. Marjorie, favorite of the day, says Mike Rosenthal.
And the judges. For the first thing he ever says. And the judges, j'adore Marjorie. Alina has a gorgeous face, but she didn't do her job properly. And no one is sold by it.
And Lauren Bree, you're done.
You're done.
Call out order.
Marjorie, Annalie, McKee, and then my next is just question marks. It's just Samantha?
Yeah.
Alina? Jocelyn?
Yeah, what? Why? Why is Lauren Bree going home over any of them?
Okay, why is Jocelyn so far in the bottom, considering they had no critiques about her photo? Why is she third to the, like, why is she almost to last? Like,
I don't know.
Close to last.
I don't know. So the bottom two, Lauren Bree and Sheena, because they are polar opposites. Lauren Bree, you're odd and alien-esque, but you lack personality. And Sheena, your personality shines through, but you're not a model, bitch.
Bitch, you ain't no model. And bye, Lauren Bree.
And then my next note is just what?
Like, I don't under... Ellipses.
Yeah.
What?
And she Why? Doesn't hug anyone. She just leaves.
No, she just walks out.
She's like, okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Like, she were over it.
Yeah. And she does. She goes, yeah, I guess I just gave up. I don't know.
And, like, look, Tyra's like, I just need you to have more personality. And Lauren's like, I have friends. And Tyra's like, even people with friends need to have personality. It's just like, oh, Tyra's like, just not letting her.
Tyra's like, no, this is the narrative we gave you. You better lean in. What messy. Happened to Lauren Bree?
Lauren Bree was, before Annalie, was the most successful girl from Cycle 11.
Yay!
And which is why everyone for a time thought that this is one of the worst eliminations in top model history.
It's so dumb.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It's stupid. She signed with a bunch of agencies. She's still working. And I think she's having a baby. Like, I remember I was looking at her Instagram a few days ago, and I was like, wow, good for you, having a baby.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
Good job, Lauren Bree. Okay, so we're skipping the recap episode.
I watched it.
Of course you did.
Well, I just left it on in the background.
So jumping into episode 8, because now we're finally aligned. The title is, Now You See Me, Now You Don't. So the judges don't think Sheena's model-esque, so Alina's crying in the car. Because she's more reserved, it's European, nobody understands her. And Marjorie goes, I understand you, Alina. When I cried, my mom told me to shut up. And they're like, we both have a commonality. Europeans. Ha ha.
Europeans.
And then Sam pipes up.
Sam needs to shut her damn mouth.
Yeah, Sam, shut the fuck up. But she goes, didn't you guys move here when you were like 8? You've had like 11 years to adapt. What's the problem? And Alina starts crying, and she's like, do you understand how hurtful that is? And Sheena goes, do you guys not like America? It sounds like you're blaming America.
The ignorance.
The ignorance.
The ignorance
has never been more real.
My actual next note is just, do y'all's arms hurt? Because y'all are reaching.
They both get driven to the border and start helping Trump build a wall.
Literally. Like, they are the kind of people who call border patrol and people who, like, are in the middle of Manhattan. It's like, I'm 100 miles from a border!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, like, God. It doesn't mean you're not an asshole.
Then Sam goes, in her talking head, they're both so annoying. They're blaming their problems on being immigrants. And then Sheena goes, again, don't you like living in America? And Alina says, you saying that is like telling me to go back to my country.
It is.
And Sheena goes, my mom's an immigrant. Like, it's not about where you're from. It's where you're going. And Jocelyn's like, I'm sick. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Jocelyn's like, I'm fucking tired. I'm fucking tired. And okay, so I don't appreciate or agree with the way Sheena or Samantha came out this, but it seems like that it's sometimes it's like Marjorie and Alina are just like, oh, I'm European, you're never going to understand. And it's like, but explain.
Yeah.
Like, I want to understand. I want to know. Don't dismiss me because you think I just don't.
Well, Sam irritates me more than Sheena just because I'm like, Sheena has a leg to stand on. Sheena's mother is an immigrant. So she can have her own perspective on it and say, I don't agree with you. The way she's doing it is wrong. Yeah. But she can not agree with them. She has her own experience. Sam, you're a white blonde girl that was born in this country. I'm sure your family owned slaves. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Seriously. Shut the fuck up. Take a seat. Shut the fuck up. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And your line of thinking, your way or your approach of coming to edit is actually in 2018 getting people murdered. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Like, 10 years
to
later.
To put it frankly, it's dangerous.
Yeah. She's like, come on, show love for your country. Them not loving America, they're traitors. You know, it's like, oh, you don't like holidays? What are you doing here? You know, it's totally a brainwashed, it's creepy. It's like 1984 shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Sam, if we wondered if Samantha voted for Donald Trump, I would solidly put that in the yes category. Or she didn't vote, because they're both terrible.
Ew, yeah, probably.
So then, Tyra Mail?
Yes.
Tyra Mail, this one was easy. It's just work it, sell it, own it.
Mm.
And my next three notes are, oh my God.
Yes.
Unexpected swirl.
Unexpected.
I did not know the swirl was coming.
A swirl, swirl,
a swirl,
swirl,
a swirl, swirl, swirl,
swirl,
swirl.
One of us is ordinary, but the two of us, extraordinary. Swirl, swirl, swirl.
I shrieked when they came. I did not know this was happening.
Thank God.
And then, we're going to get to it. I'm going to hold on my excitement. Oh, yeah. Because the Swirl twins are there to show accessories. They also call them accessories.
We're going to show you girls the versatility of a garment.
Of a garment.
So Sheena is swirl, swirl, swirling with a scarf. She does great. Yeah. Jocelyn, they're like, show us how to turn that handbag from night to day.
And she's like, I can hold it by its handle, and then during night, I can just make it into a clutch and hold it underneath my arm. And I was like, good for
and
you, Jocelyn!
And they applaud her.
Get
yes,
it!
Good job, Jocelyn.
Smart girl.
And then the Swirl twins go, this is now gonna turn into a challenge. And the girls see somebody on stage wearing a green screen spandex suit.
Like a Charlie Day.
Yes.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia green man outfit.
Yep.
And they're dancing.
And they're wearing clothes. And there's a monitor, too, which shows the green screen aspect, where all you can see is the clothes. And then the man takes off the green headpiece, and it is...
It's James St. James! I don't know who blessed us up in here on this day with all of this greatness.
I know. How do you handle that, meeting the Swirl twins and James St. James in one day?
And in terms of our bless up and being able to recap this, we got Mike Rosenthal, we got James St. James, and we got Swirl?
But then we get Whitney, which I feel like is minus 10.
Oh, and we also get somebody else.
Oh, yeah. So James explains that the challenge is they're going to have an avant-garde fashion show, and it's like a private fashion preview of what's her name?
Petrozilia
is the name of the fashion company, but the designer's name's like Noni Zamboni. Noni Zamboni. When you hear your family. Sounds like somebody that owns an Olive Garden franchise.
I was going to say Noni Zamboni sounds like the childhood villain in like a Sandlot-esque like 90s movie starring like Bug Hall.
I just watched The Sandlot at the White Sox Stadium. They played it after a game.
I haven't seen The Sandlot since like 1996.
Oh, girl, you have to rewatch. You have to rewatch. Moving on. Then Noni Zamboni comes out and she talks about her private fashion collection. And James comes out wearing a porcupine suit.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, look, that's what it was. I was trying to describe it. I was like, is it horns? Is it like a dinosaur outfit? It's definitely a porcupine suit.
On his shoulders.
But it's all white.
Yeah.
And he has pearls around his neck. And I was like, that is brilliant.
But what takes away from that is that he announces Anne Choquette. Hillary's and she comes out.
Mortal enemy.
And she goes, the winner of today's fashion show will get a spot in our holiday story shoot in 17 magazine.
Great. So then Anne's going to judge the challenge with Noni Zamboni. Every time.
Why is it so funny? I need to get a dog and name it Noni Zamboni. Please.
I'm going to now. The next animal I get in my life will be named Zoni. I'm like actually crying now, guys. It's Noni Totcherman, first of all. You got Noni right.
I don't want to know that.
Noni Zamboni.
So all the girls are wearing the green screen suits. Fun fact, when I was a senior in college, I got a job with, what's that insurance company that always shows the test drive dummies?
Oh, I don't Allstate. Remember. I know what you're talking about.
So
though.
It was for Allstate, and yeah. I had to wear a test drive dummy suit. It was like what the girls wear, but in yellow. And I know there's a picture somewhere. I'll try to find it. It's very embarrassing. We're in a pretend car. We look like clowns.
Alina would be like me in this challenge because she's like, puts the bodysuit over her face. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't breathe. And I'm like, no. Yep.
They all look kind of ridiculous.
They do.
They have like, the colors all clash with the green. It's like dark purples and like pinks. It looks really weird. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe on screen it'll look cool, but the audience can see them on stage. So like,
it's very weird. Like,
it's weird. They should have kept the girls like behind a screen and then just projected on the monitor.
I agree.
So Alina, she needs to let go, and McKee wants to show the fullness of her skirt.
Yeah, McKee, yeah. And she just pulls the dress like all the way out like a baby girl does, which she's like, look at my dress!
She's wearing like a tube dress, and the top immediately goes down to her waist. And you can see her boobs like,
I thought it was intentional until like they said like, oh, her dress is falling off. And I was like, I would be mortified.
And it's down when she walks on stage. It's not like it fell down while she was out there.
No, yeah, she definitely came out. So I was like, I thought there was a dress, just a skirt. And then I was like, oh, no, that is not on correctly.
No. Annalie, she does like a cute pose with her pearls. Yeah. Sam takes her jacket off and then tries to put it back on.
It is so bad. But again, Sam is not a runway girl.
She's not a model. Jocelyn takes the belt off that's around her dress and then does like a strip tease kind of last pose with just her wrist showing, holding the belt as she exits.
It's very odd. It's like no one does good. Like everyone does terribly, and it's amazing because it's like
the winner is the person that does the least bad.
Mm-hmm, basically. And then we also notice at this point that Annalie and Sheena have the same dress, but I think Sheena's is yellow and Annalie's is red, or maybe the other way around.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, and Sheena keeps twirling and twirling and twirling. Yeah,
she doesn't pose. Feedback. Jocelyn, it looked like a strip show. Sheena, too much movement. And the winner is Alina. Hooray! Choose two friends. She's like in the throuple now of Marjorie and Annalie. Mm-hmm. So she chooses them.
Yeah.
And Sam's pissed Alina won. She's like, Alina's an atheist and she hates holidays. I love Christmas. And I was like, you are too Trumpeteer right mm-hmm. now. I can't even handle it.
And it's like, are you just 19 and dumb?
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so. And like, I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. Or she's 18, I'm sorry, but still. Not great. And then my next note is just 17, shoot. Everyone does well.
Yeah, Marjorie looked really good during it. I think they all looked great. She should always wear red eyeshadow.
Yeah. Tyra Mail?
Yeah.
Tyra Mail. A well-read model is always prompt.
Oh, I thought she said hot. And I was like, what?
Because teleprompter.
Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah, it's dumb.
So Jocelyn, she's feeling really nauseous at this point. She's under the weather, mm-hmm. and there's so many things that are eating at her. She's not doing well in the competition either.
So it's like, she's already sick, and probably the anxiety of all of this is not helping mm-hmm. with her.
And everybody's fighting.
Yeah.
Which is also, the energy in the house is probably so mm-hmm. horrible.
Yeah.
We get this scene in the kitchen, and Annalie put teriyaki sauce on her chicken. And Sam goes, oh, what sauce is that? And she goes, teriyaki. And Sam does an offensive Asian accent.
I was like, we're not even going to bother even trying to, like, do it.
No, we're not going to do it.
Because it was so awful. Like, it was just like.
I didn't even understand what she said, which should be an indicator of how
yeah
it was. And then Annalie tells her, that could be offensive mm-hmm. to some people. You probably shouldn't do that. And Sam goes, I'm not offending anyone. And Sheena goes, I'm Asian and I'm not offended. Let's unpack this.
Okay. So, I'm black, in case y'all were wondering. In case y'all forgot. I'm black. There are jokes that I laugh at that I can understand how other black people would not find them funny. How, I'll use it in this reference. I laugh at blackface when the joke about blackface is how ridiculous blackface is. On 30 Rock, when Jenna Maroney shows up in black, and they're all like, no, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't. Like, that is one of my favorite jokes of all time.
Oh, and she sings the song from The Wiz.
Yes, it's so terrible. Because it's also, like, hilarious, because it's like, yeah, that's the kind of, like, unaware whiteness that I've had to deal with my entire life. So that's mm-hmm. also why I find it funny.
Yes.
But I don't tell people, as a blanket statement, where, like, oh, I'm black, so you can't be offended. Like, that's not offensive to me. Or that's not offensive at all because I'm black. It's like, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that to pretty much anyone, realistically.
You do not know what they're offended by. Don't try to explain what they will be offended by.
Exactly. It's that simple. It really is that simple. And if someone tells you you've offended them, apologize and move forward. And don't say that you didn't. You don't. That's not your decision.
Yeah.
Sheena, you have a duty here, and your duty is to be like, I'm not personally offended, but.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
I'm not offended. I don't find it offensive, but.
The main culprit is Sam. Again, blonde white girl from California. You have no business.
I like the fact that we say, is she from, she is from California. I just said that, like, blankly to be, like, offensive. She's also from Santa Monica. It's like, she's from Los Angeles. Like, she's not far from home. You can go home, Sam. You can walk to your house. Go ahead.
So, yes, bottom line is don't do offensive accents, especially if you're white. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Like, basically. So at this point, Sheena says she's not offended, but Alina and Marjorie, like, share a look, like a knowing, like a... mm-hmm.
And then Sheena goes off on
off.
And it's Alina, Marjorie, and Annalie versus Sheena and Sam. And Sheena goes... Stop putting it all on being European. Just come out of your shell.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about that holiday spread, and you don't even believe in holidays.
So did Alina say that? Because both Sam and Sheena said, you're an atheist, you don't even like holidays.
I think she said that, like, during casting week or something. She said that really early on.
I thought she said she was just an atheist. I don't think she said she didn't like holidays. That's, to me, is I'm like...
Well, also, not all holidays are religious.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's really innocuous and really, like... Like,
yeah,
that's something we need to unpack.
Statement.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck did Arbor Day do to you? What about Earth Day?
What about Thanksgiving?
What about Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, that is
Well, she's
that
a vegan.
Yeah.
Like, she's a
Fourth
vegan.
Fourth of July.
she's not American. St. Patrick's Day?
New Year's.
New Year's? Who doesn't celebrating a new year? Right? Like, it's like, so if Alina said that she didn't like holidays, then yes, that's fucked up. But that also does not mean Alina should not take a job that gets her access.
That's whatever puts money on the table. Like, you don't, you're selling yourself constantly. You're allowed to, like, not do everything that you genuinely believe in, as long as, like, it doesn't hurt your spirit. If you're like, oh, I'm really against this. Or, I can't do this job.
It's like, yes, if they ask you to put a meat carcass on your body, you have the right to be like, no. She's
probably not gonna do it. Yeah.
But, like, a holiday spread in a magazine where you get to hold, like, a disco ball and wear, like, a sparkly dress, that is harming no one.
So they, no, Sheena goes, you did a holiday spread when you don't like holidays, so you're a liar. And then Alina and Marjorie go, oh, no, I think that makes me a hypocrite.
Yeah, I loved that. They write.
And then, like, Sheena goes, so are you finished? And Alina is totally calm this whole time. And she goes, are you finished? Good job, Alina.
Honestly. And it's like, yes, I can see where Sheena was frustrated because, yes, like, a Marjorie and Alina shouldn't have been like these silly Americans, like, in front of all of them. But at the same time, like, y'all lost the plot.
As soon as they lost their temper, Sam and Sheena. And it's like, that's how you lose an argument. Mm-hmm. And Sheena describes the argument in the house as the battle between good and evil. Meaning her and Sam are good.
Are good. Yeah.
Sheena, we are good Americans. Just go join everybody else and leave Sam on the other
side. Seriously, we do not want you to be on the side with Sam.
No. No. You're better than that.
And so...
So Jocelyn's sick in bed this entire time. She missed the fight, which is another reason we love Jocelyn.
And you know she's sick because she's, like, laying in bed, like, with her hand, like, her hand on her forehead, like, oh, fuck.
Baby. Yeah, she's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she's like, I'm tired. Not
leaving this house alive.
Seriously.
Tyra made me a promise when I walked in, and she was right. The girls are taken to a beautiful mansion in Bel Air, and Mr. J greets them. And there's somebody sitting in a pool chair outside.
Who could it be?
But the back's turned to them. Who is it?
And it's CoverGirl commercial day. So guess who's there?
Our newest CoverGirl.
Whitney.
My next note is all caps. Oh, fuck no. Not excited for Whitney.
And they're modeling the CoverGirl Eye Enhancer Collection.
Yes. And the girls get a teleprompter because... in seasons past, they always forget their lines.
And they're like, I'm tired of this. We don't have the money to afford this. I'm giving you a teleprompter because at least a teleprompter is basically the price that it would take to give you 18 takes.
True. So. And the girls are each going to get 5 takes. Sam is up first.
And, like, she gets to walk through the set and they walk her through and tell her, like, oh, okay, you get up here and you walk and you stop here and then you walk and you stop here and you show the product and you walk down the stairs. Bye.
Yeah.
Sam has too much makeup on. Yeah. This is when I was like, Sam is not a beauty girl.
Sam sounded like she was in the middle school play. Like, you know that SNL skit where they're like, welcome to our play. And it's like not natural and very over the top.
Exactly. And her first take is hilarious. And she holds up the product like, hey, CoverGirl makeup. It's not a good look. She holds it up like the beer can. But Jay likes it. My next note is just... ha 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 ha. Alina is a fucking robot.
Oh, yeah. She's like, way too fast.
Have you way ever seen fast. A cover girl? Smile. It's very uncomfortable. McKee is doing what we have dubbed the Allison special last season. She's leaning back with her arm back on her chair. Like, almost completely at 180 degrees. Like, she is almost flat.
It's like really trying to look relaxed, but you look the exact opposite.
She wins my heart again, because you know I love McKee. When she's walking, and she goes down the wrong set of stairs, and they're like, where are you going? She's like, I'm walking down the stairs. And they're like, but now we're in your shot.
No, they're like, those are like 2 steps that lead to the sunken living room. We want you to walk down the actual staircase that's going to take you outside.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you're leaving.
Oh, okay.
It's hilarious.
She's so happy.
And then on her third take, she's like digging in her purse. Like, she's trying to find the product. Like,
McKee. That would be me, though. Cracking under pressure.
I
would
have
like an Annalie take, and then I'd get to the point where I have to find the product, and I'd be like... oh, then I turn into Marjorie.
My only note for Annalie is Annalie, comma, Of course.
My note is Anna Lee, a.k.a. Steve Carell's co-star.
This episode, if you don't believe the CoverGirl picks the winner theory, this is why Anna Lee makes top three. This episode.
Mm-hmm.
This was when it's like, on. I feel like CoverGirl was like,
saved her. Yes.
This is what she would have gone home.
Yeah.
Without question.
Which makes me wonder if Lauren Brie had made it for this shoot, if they had sent somebody else home.
Nick has had a note about that, actually.
Ooh, Nick.
He did, about some behind the scenes stuff. So apparently that Lauren Brie has short-term memory loss. And the rumor was that this was going to be used as her storyline for the CoverGirl commercial, but because she got eliminated 1 week earlier, that explains why Jocelyn got eliminated pretty much out of nowhere this week. Because I don't think Jocelyn deserved to.
Interesting. Okay, so, Anna Lee kills it. Yeah. Jocelyn straight up throws up. We see her throwing up.
Let her go home. She's infectious. I mean, you can tolerate anything until you're puking. And then you need to go home.
Yeah, but also 9 times out of 10 always feel so much better after I've thrown up. So I was hoping that this shoe would have a big turnaround.
I'm a big fan of like sometimes your body just needs to get it out and then it's done.
She looked like me on Saturday. Amanda was texting me. I was the most hungover I've been in 2018.
Nice.
And I stumbled out of my bedroom and I walked into the bathroom. I'm sorry if this is too graphic. I just think it's really funny. And my roommate was in the bathroom, and she was mumbling.
Did you vomit on her legs?
No. She was mumbling, I think I might have to throw up. And I said, move! And I pushed her aside, and I started vomiting in the toilet. And Megan, my roommate, starts throwing up in the shower at the same time. No. We were like that scene from Bridesmaids. And, like, mid-vom, we were, like, laughing. We were like, we feel so much closer.
This is bonding.
You were like, wow, we have never been more beautiful. And that's my CoverGirl commercial.
When do I feel the most beautiful? When I'm vomiting with my best What's friend in my the secret? Shower. What's my secret? Sometimes my friend and I bond over vomit.
But yeah, I really felt for Jocelyn.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Marjorie's up. And she is Faith Perrineau.
Marjorie, I'm going to read my lines like this because I don't know how. It was incredible. I was like, ooh, maybe she'll go into auctioning, Marjorie.
And she's also, her hands are like, they look like fly swatters. They're going back and forth, back and forth. She's jerking her head. She's doing a rainbow with her hands. It's too much.
Like, it's like somebody who's like trying to learn the early stages of learning how to talk with your hands. And Marjorie's crying, of course. It's amazing how for like non-emotional these European girls, we have seen them cry more than anyone else.
Yup. Sheena is up next, and she does amazing. If Anna Lee wasn't there, would have been the best of the day.
It is incredible. And she's like, I believed in the product. I did. I really like turquoise. I was like, Sheena, you are a fucking professional. You are a professional, and you delivered. And then Jocelyn is just, Jocelyn is doing what we all have done, which is trying to smile through the pain. Like,
yeah, but she does it too much, and it's way too over. It's really bad. It's
fake
laughing.
She's like,
Mr. J goes, did they serve ham and cheese in between takes? I love him.
And when he said that, I made myself a ham and cheese sandwich.
Stop. Like, I was a grilled just thinking cheese. About that. I'm really hungry.
Me too. I'm going to get food after we're done.
Oh, me too. So back at the house, Sheena wants Marjorie or Lena to go home. She's like, they are the most spiteful and hateful to me. Sheena... enough.
So there's another thing about Sheena. Apparently the reason why Sheena and Alina's squabbles got so real is because A, they were also really close friends. Alina and Sheena were.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And also Alina might have had a crush on Sheena and backed off once she found out that Sheena had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh, is this Nick Notes?
Yeah, these are Nick Notes.
Coming up next on Nick Notes.
Coming up next on Nick Notes with Linda Ellaby.
But like, wow, that
makes sense.
That's some tea,
some sexual tension up in there. So panel,
yes
Frank Ockenfels, who's the director of their music video, their commercial.
Would have loved a music video.
This is not Enrique Iglesias again. And we finally,
yes,
they got my hopes up because they were like, we're going to give you a judging test. And I was like, a judging test? Yes! Finally.
They throw it back to cycle six in the platform high heels, and Tyra gives them these giant oversized clogs to walk in. These wooden Dutch clogs.
They're really terrible, really ugly, and the judges are living. Like, this is one of those judging tests I was just like, yes, you guys did this just because you wanted to amuse yourself. Because I was laughing. Like, everyone does terribly, except
Sheena.
For Sheena.
Sheena works them.
I literally said, you better! You better, Sheena!
And this is why we can't hate Sheena, because she does shit like this.
Because she's great.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because I'm like, I just want you to be on the good side of history.
Yeah. Sam does the worst, and then she exits and you hear a bang and the sound of somebody falling, and Tyra dies laughing.
And then I was like, I'm really miss judging tests. Like, and this is when we find out that the judging test wasn't for real because pack your bags, girls, we're going to Amsterdam.
The Swirl twins come out spinning windmills.
The Swirl twins come out, they're like, swirl, swirl, swirl,
Yolanda
windmill,
Foster
windmill.
Comes out.
And then, yeah, Paulina puts on, like, some Dutch braids, like, look like Heidi. And then there's, like, a border on the screen, like, with, like,
like a flowers. PowerPoint border. Like,
it
the
just
worst.
Says, like, Amsterdam.
Then we judge some fucking photos. I mean,
some videos,
commercials. Sam just couldn't make it her own, and she didn't enunciate.
She does it very.
Yes, yes,
yes. Cover the lash, bash, mascara. She sounded like Ariana Grande.
So Marjorie's going way too fast, and her hands and her head are uncontrollable.
Jay says that she looks like a chicken. He's like, bark, 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 bark.
You are Miss Jay.
I am.
Annalie, best CoverGirl commercial in the history of America's Next Top Model.
Cycle 11 gave us two bests of in history. And her take has her putting on eyeshadow, like using the product.
She was,
but
the
I swear she did
girl.
A take where she was putting on mascara.
Oh, well, who knows? And then Jocelyn, Tyra goes, I am so proud that I didn't see your sickness at all, but your laugh was so fake.
Yeah, so that, fake. She gets eliminated about a fake laugh. That's what frustrates me.
It's really out of nowhere. It's no worse than Alina's
they should
or
have
Marjorie's.
Been the only reason why they eliminated someone in this episode is because they were going abroad. Otherwise, I think it would have been a non-elimination.
Yeah.
I think they would have taken... I think if it had been, like, the week before, they would have taken Jocelyn's illness into account and been like,
yeah,
we can't send you home. Like, yeah. this should have been a non-elimination. No one did terribly, I think.
I agree.
Except for Alina.
Alina...
Who also has no personality. She just
they describe
the
her performance as a closed fist.
Yeah. It's true. Accurate.
Great imagery.
My next note is just Sheena. Sheena. Sheena, work. Sheena, Sheena. Benta, Benta, Benta. Call back to the early stages of this podcast.
Oh my God.
Long-time listeners will understand
I
that reference. Benta, Benta, Benta.
yeah, Sheena, she works it. She does great.
She does great,
Mickey,
though.
Just the only note I have is beautiful, but not good.
I laughed. I laughed at her entire commercial.
Poor Mickey.
It was really bad.
It's not good.
And I really like her, but it was really, really bad. And so, Jay is not here for it. But they're all like, the beginning was, she looks like she's drunk. Like, she looks like she's like leaning back like, so how you doing today?
It looked like a porn to me. It was like her leaning back and the camera really zoomed in.
In that
like
Bella house
come
with
closer.
All the glass.
Yeah. It could have easily transitioned
to
a porn.
Like Hitachi, like a Hitachi wand and go to fucking town.
Deliberation. So Sam, Nigel liked it. Paulina goes, she's likable.
No.
In what world, Paulina?
Who? She should have gone home in this episode.
Yes.
She should go home in every episode. They think Marjorie finally used her awkwardness.
Yay.
Sure. Annalie blew them all away. And Tyra's like, I fell over under Nigel's sexy shoulders. And I was like, you just wanted to touch him.
Yeah.
Do not sexually harass him. Stop it.
Not on camera.
Not at all.
Right. So Jocelyn... Oh, God. What's up with the winking?
Yeah, because she winks when she, like, walks down the runway, too, in her clogs. And they're all just like, oh. They think that Jocelyn is a showgirl, not a print girl.
And she also fell, and she's not getting any better.
Alina doesn't have natural charm, which I think is one of the meanest things they've ever said about anyone on the show.
They've said that about other people. Nigel loves to say, lacks charm.
Yeah, Nigel really wants charming people.
Sheena, expressive, and she slinks like nobody else. Mickey, prettiest face for makeup, says Nigel.
Her makeup did look amazing. She was wearing as much makeup as Sam did, but she looked better in it. It looked great.
Her face can hold makeup.
It's an art form, and Mickey's face can handle it.
So call out order is Anna Lee, Sheena. Samantha, Marjorie, Mickey. And the bottom two are Jocelyn and Alina.
Jocelyn for faltering and, you know, basically not getting any better after being great. And Alina for not being able to let go. And, like, and basically Tyra does this weird, like, runaround thing. She's like, you guys are both so strong and you are can get through anything. And Jocelyn, you're going to get through this. So it sounds like Jocelyn is safe.
Yeah,
and
then she's you're going to survive this.
Alina. And Alina's like, what the... Everyone is like, what the fuck?
Alina, like, screams when she realizes she's literally staying. She's like, no, I just thought I was eliminated.
That, like,
it's scream it's gasp. So mean. It's so mean.
This is cruel. Like, this was like, what the fuck?
But yeah, Alina's going abroad. Jocelyn, I'm sorry to say, is going home.
Pack your bags, girls. You're going to Holland.
And that's it for this week. What happened to Jocelyn?
Jocelyn worked. For a while, which is great. She also showed up on Millionaire Matchmaker.
I love
after
her.
Clark. I think in the same season that Clark showed up, actually. She wrote and produced and starred in her own short film, Hope 4, Dating in L.A. She's now part of a vlogging web show, Southern Belles in the City, with other pretty Southern Black women to give tips on fashion and beauty, attitudes, dating,
oh, I'd watch cooking. That.
I would totally watch that. But there's that.
Cool. Love you, Jocelyn.
Love you, Jocelyn. Miss you.
Okay, would you like to do our social media,
Shmander? I would. Guys, honestly, you can find all of our social media links on americasnexttopbestfriend.com. If you want to support us on PayPal, you can find the links in the information box of this podcast. And if you want to follow me on social media, because I know you do, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Loch Ness Manda. You can find my blog, Romance vs. Reality. I'm recapping the worst season of The Bachelorette I have ever seen. But if you want to read about that and how much I hate these people, go to Tumblr, Romance vs. Reality. Happy to have you. Hillary, tell me all about yourself.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hilarious123. And that's it.
Thanks for listening. We love you.
Hope you had a good 4th of July.
Well, I mean, you have a good 4th. It's tomorrow.
Hope you have a good 4th
of July. If you don't feel the need to celebrate America, I don't blame you. But also eat a hot dog, let off a firecracker, and get and drink some beer. Ready?
You shut up.
Bye.
Bye.